Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy ho, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you. So great to have you inside the Everyday Saturday podcast. Today, it's July 11, 2018. We're fired up and focused and ready to get after it in a big, big way. We've got to talk about this math problem again, though. A lot of people got this math problem. Let's dive into it right now. All right. We don't want to wait. We don't want to go through 4 minutes of sponsors and advertisers. We don't want to promote. We want to talk about the math problem. Everybody seems to gab. You don't have a knowledge issue. You know what you need to do. You absolutely know what you need to do right now. Sam, I need more money. So let's talk about that. Money always comes up. Money and time. Money and time. Let's talk about it. Money. What are your bills right now? What are they? $5,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $500 a month, $50,000 a month. A little less in there, though. As you get more, you're going to incur more, meaning when you launch a business, when you launch a brand, you might launch it with a few $100. You don't need, you know, a small business loan. You don't need a great business plan. What you need is to get going. You need to get out of your own way and stop overthinking this thing, man. We got to torture ourselves. We go down this rabbit hole of overthinking. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I mean, we've been taught, and look, I teach my kids this too, you know, you got to have a plan. You got to work your plan your work your plan. I mean, those are great posters and bumper stickers, and I get it. You got to plan your work and work your plan, but then you get hit by a bus, and so your plan doesn't really work that well. Then what do? You got any passive income? You got income that comes in 24 hours a day while you're sleeping, while you're traveling? That's not this pie in the sky. I mean, I'm not the push button profit guy. I'm not out there, you know, creating that stuff for people without also creating the very real image that you got to put in the work, man. 2, 3, 4 years of work will get you 20, 30, 40 years of passive income. It's amazing when you say it that way. When you say, hey, do you want 40 to 50 years of passive automated income? Like, it comes in 24/7. Is it real? Of course. People do it. You know what's not real? Happening in 3 weeks. It's just not. So when you think, oh my God, I got to get going, I got to pay my bills, that's coming from a desperation mode, all right? You got a math problem. We're going to solve that today, or at least we're going to get the equation to solve it. And I'm not sitting here with this big old white piece of paper, blank slate of copy sheets that I'm going to sit here and draw an equation on. I'm just going to talk matter-of-factly to you, because this is what we do with our coaching clients. This is how I have conversations with my clients. And you don't have an issue that you don't know what to do. You don't need a Facebook group right now. You don't need the big fancy banner. You don't need all the great graphics. You don't need a Twitter handle. You don't need 8,000 followers. You need one person to pay you money for what it is that you do. That's it. So let me ask you this question. Getting back to the, I don't even want to say the word problem, but let's just say this equation. What product or service are you delivering? I don't really, yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Even if it's coaching and consulting, that's the lowest barrier to entry to make money. Online is coaching and consulting. It's what I do. Now, I do it at a different level now than I did it 10 years ago, but it's still at its basic form. People hire me to consult with them to save them 5 to 10 years of aggravation and all this crazy stuff that they would have done had we not collaborated together. Why? Because of the experience that is involved. You know, it's the same reason Paul McCartney got paid to write Live and Let Die in 90 minutes, $10 million, because he could have done it. Oh my God, it only took you 90 minutes. Are you? Yeah, look, I'm Paul McCartney, man. The song's great. Here you go. Use it for the movie and give me my 10 mil. What would have made you feel better if it took me 3 weeks to write the song? Come on. I mean, just get the job done. People want results. That's what they're going to pay you for. They're going to pay you for the result. What result are you going to bring somebody? What is it? And reverse engineer that equation. If you're going to get them the result, what's the vehicle that you're using to get them? For me, coaching, consulting, we jump on a Zoom call. We do video conferencing. Heck, I give my elite clients my cell number. Get a Voxer, whatever we got to do to remove the obstacle. Now, like, if you're in that business of coaching consulting, tell your client, you can lean on me, but you can't whine on me. You know, you can't call or text me or blow up my email about all the problems you're having. Bring solutions to the table. Bring really good questions, because when you ask better questions, you get better answers. So when you are in that same realm, what's the service, what's the product, what's the value that you're bringing? And then how much are you going to charge for that? My bills are $5,000 a month. Okay, so your bills are $5,000 a month. Let's talk about that, okay, as well. How much is your product? Well, I'm going to sell an ebook for $10. All right, no, you're not. Well, if you're going to do that, you're sure as heck not going to make $5,000 a month, because you're going to have to sell, what, 50 at 10 is 500. 500 at 10 is 5,000. You'd have to sell 500 of those ebooks. How about selling one product for $5,000? Oh my God, I've never charged up my money in my life. Look, low ticket is about 1,000. All right. I used to think high ticket was 1,000. Like, oh my God, that's a lot of money to charge. Now, high ticket for me is 150,000. Okay. And again, I'm at a different stage of this, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, I'm looking back 13 years ago when I first got into this business of speaking, training, seminar leader, coaching, consulting, all of that. And you got to start somewhere. So charge a few $100, but don't charge a few dollars. My buddy Brandon, if he's listening, I'm going to give a shout out to Brandon. Very proud of Brandon. We started coaching last year. He's come so far and adds so much value to his niche. He got a second paid client, and he put that in our private Facebook group. Private or our free? I have two groups. You can, by the way, join the group. It's free. The one that we have out there is over 1,000 members. Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs. I'm in there every day. Other people are in there every day, posting their wins, like Brandon is. He just got his second paid client. Brandon, at some point, will be charging $10,000 to $20,000 for his services. Now he's charging $500, $1,000 for his coaching. Imagine getting paid what you love to do. How many clients would you need to pay your bills at $5,000 a month if you charged $1,000? Five. How many would you need if you charged $100? 50. So let's not get caught up in the, you know, I don't want to charge that much because I don't want to turn away people. Look, there's a time and a place for a $20 product, and there's a time and a place for a $20,000 product. Solve bigger problems, give people better value, charge more money. That's the math problem that a lot of people have right now. They're like, well, I need to know, I got to get a YouTube channel and I got to get a pod. Yeah, okay, you'll get that. All right, that's not going to make you more money. What's going to make you more money is you stop playing small and agree that what you have to bring to the table is worth a hell of a lot of money. Here's what's going to happen. All right, your perfect client, your perfect, whoever you have described, this perfect client of yours, all right, they're going to pay somebody. Why not you? Like, why not you? Well, I don't have the experience. Yes, you do. You have the life experience. You have the knowledge and you have the passion to bring. Why not? And oh, by the way, you need to stay one trick ahead of the dog. This isn't a situation where you're solving their life problems, okay? You're removing an obstacle or obstacles that are preventing them from getting just from point A to point B. You're not getting them all the way down the road, okay? That is not your job. Your job is to get them unstuck from point A to point B. And if that's a plugin that you've created for WordPress, if that's a video course you've created to show people how to get better followers on Instagram, if that's coaching and business and consulting and motivation, or maybe you're a coach, a life coach, things like that, whatever that represents, you're getting them from point A to point B. Quit making this a complicated issue. Because you're focusing on that $5,000 a month, you're looking at that as this just drowning underneath all of this debt, instead of saying, all right, let me put this together. If I charge $500 for my service, what do I need? I need 10 clients to pay me $500. Where am I going to get those clients? Well, pay. I mean, the easiest way to do it is to run Facebook traffic to a landing page, capture their name and email, and then sell them. That's the easiest thing to do. Just go buy your traffic, buy leads. I mean, don't buy lists. Don't do that. Don't just buy lists from people like list brokers saying, hey, I got a list of people, like dialing people on the phone. You see the same Facebook ads I do in millions of different niches. Look, there's a guy making $1 million. I just saw a Facebook video, because I'm on just like you do. I'm always learning every day what's working, what's not working out there. There's a guy that teaches how to do handstands. Yeah, let me just stop. Handstands, okay? Just crossed $1 million mark in the first 6 months of this year. Handstands, okay? So if he can sell $1 million of his how to do handstands, can't you sell $1 million? How about, can you sell 1,000? You sell 1,000? Yes, you can. Get out of your head or you're dead, though. Get out of your head. Understand that they're going to pay somebody for this information that you have. Why the hell wouldn't it be you? Why not make it you? Quit worrying about, oh, do I have it? You are good enough. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are good enough. You are absolutely that person because you know why? You have a big heart. And that trumps everything. Trumps knowledge. It trumps everything. If I knew, if I was hiring somebody and I knew they had a huge heart and I knew they were going to get me across the finish line, I would do the work. They would be the navigator. I would do the work. They would be the navigator. Just like if you're going on a trip, you plug in the destination and the lady talks to you, right? In whatever form you're using that uses that navigation system. Turn right 500 feet ahead. Right? Yeah. Your destination will be on your left. That's what a coach does. That's what you do. That's what your service does, your product does, all of that good stuff. But you are, you've got the heart. You're going to help them navigate. They got to do the work. That's the beauty of it. They do the work. You bring the intellectual property. You bring the experience. You charge a lot of money for that. They gladly pay you a lot of money for that because you're saving them 100 times that in aggravation alone, not even to mention the lost money. What if your AC went out? You ever been in a hot summer? I remember 3 years ago, our daughter Susan came home on a ventilator from Children's Hospital. And, you know, she was still struggling to breathe, still, you know, still kind of iffy. It was July 4th, 2015, that weekend, and our AC went out, and it was brutally hot. One of those Cincinnati, Southwest Ohio heat waves you get here. And it was like you could literally slice the air in our home. We had no AC. We had a daughter on a ventilator. I called a 24-hour AC company, fully expecting to get absolutely raped with the money there. And yeah, you know, we spent a lot of money. We needed a brand new unit, and that's fun, right? That's $6,000 that you never expect to have to pay, but we did. And so, but the guy was so nice. I mean, look, the only thing standing between us having air conditioning in our home and this brutally oppressive, hot, humid daughter on a ventilator, and nobody was happy. I mean, it was just so hot. The only thing standing between that was me spending $6,000. How fast do you think I whipped the credit card out? Put it on there, man. I don't even remember which card. Hell, I might have used two cards. Give me the AC unit. And we couldn't have it installed that day because it was 4th of July, and I think it was on a Saturday. And what happened was he called back to his shop and had guys come out that next day and put in window units, AC, like, you know, the AC window units in our first and upper level. It's just one room we could keep Susan in, and we all slept in that same room, I think, for 2 days, but it was so incredibly cool. The rest of the house was 98 degrees, but I'll never forget that. He solved a huge problem for us and gave us AC. He removed it, man, and I paid him $6,000 right there. Here you go. Here's $6,000 for a brand new AC unit for our home. Did I want to do it? Hell no. But did it? What was my other choice? So when you're solving other people's problems, realize. And this guy didn't have all the answers, by the way. He couldn't get us the AC that day. He couldn't solve the problem that day, but he made up for it and bringing the wall units. And just I could tell he cared because he saw Susan. He's like, oh, we got to help you guys out. Because of what I could have done is got the quote for $6,000 and shopped it around with a couple other people. I mean, it wasn't going to make a big deal. I wasn't going to get the AC that day anyway. Nobody was working on a holiday weekend. But I didn't shop any other person because this guy had a huge heart. Could I got it cheaper? Yep. I know I could have gotten it cheaper. But I love this heart. When you lead with your heart, people will do business with you. So you got a math problem. Getting back to the original point, you got a math problem. Figure it out. It's just math. It's just numbers. Buy some ads on Facebook, drive traffic to a landing page or a sales page, set up a consulting call, and start selling your products or services. Or drive them to a landing page, give away an ebook, an audio, a video for free, and start building a relationship, and then sell whatever product or service that you have. But to stay in a job that you hate, to stay stuck in something, to stay anywhere that you aren't happy, that's not acceptable. That's on you. At that point, that's on you. You got a you problem at that point. It ain't a math problem. You got a you problem. So if you want to help solve that you problem and you want to get there quicker, hey, here's one suggestion. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. I'm always looking for amazing people to work with. So let's see if you're one of those individuals. Let's get going right now, like literally right now, samcrowleycoaching.com. And at the very least, get inside our Facebook group. Let us know what your dream is. Go to everydayisaturday.com/FB group. That's our free group, no charge. Over 1,000 people in there, fired up, focused, living the dream, or at least sharing their dream. and get inside there and let us know how we can help you. All right, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.